Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am so excited for you to be on the line with me today. First of all, I just want to say Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. We're also excited that we just launched our All Girls Matter Self-Esteem Mobile Academy here in Indianapolis, Indiana. So we're just glad that you're on the line today. We have some wonderful empowerment for you today. I have a special guest on the line with me. I want to tell you a little bit about him, but first, before I do, I want to tell you a little bit about what Harvest Girls have been doing. I know it's been a while since we've been on the air, but I wanted to let you know that we're still going strong. We started this show in 2010, and we're still going strong, so we're excited. We celebrated 9 years this April, so we're excited about what we're doing. We're also excited about what we're going to be doing coming up this weekend, June 4th, 2016, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And remember, all roads lead to Indy. We are going to be hosting our 6th annual If the Shoe Fits White Party Charity event. We started this 6 years ago because we wanted to have a major signature fundraiser, and we also wanted to show something that we wanted to do to show that we appreciated you, and we wanted to give back to the community. So we launched our scholarship program for our young girls, freshman girls. We have 4 of them who are attending college. We're going to be giving them scholarships for their college books. You can't make it without your books, so we need everybody to support and to go to harvestgirls.com and leave your donations, or you can either buy tickets for the white party. Just click on those links when you get to harvestgirls.com. So we're celebrating this weekend. We're going to be giving away community awards. We have 4 people, unsung heroes in the community, that we're going to be giving awards to, because you may not see them, you may not know them, but they're out there working on your behalf. So it's going to be a wonderful celebration. It's an all-white affair. It's not limited to just women. We have guys that come. We have Harvest guys as well. But it is limited from ages 18 and up. We want you to be an adult to attend. So it is going to be a wonderful time. So I'm excited because on the line, I have a wonderful, wonderful gentleman who I have not met yet, but I've met him through his music, and I've met him through some people that I know, and I'm excited that he's on the line today with me because he is going to be the featured artist for If the Shoe Fits White Party charity event for Harvest Girls this Saturday. And I wanted to give him an opportunity to just speak to the audience, speak to the community, and we're just going to chit-chat a little bit just to let you know a little bit about him. He has what I have determined already as a heart of gold. I can just tell by his nature and by how he sings. He loves the Lord. I know that. But he's going to be doing some inspirational music for us, some motivational music, some jazz, some gospel. It's going to be a wonderful concert that he's going to give us on Saturday. So without any further ado, I just want you to say hey to the audience. I introduce to you Mr. David Michael Wyatt. Welcome to Transformation Begins With You, David.
Thank you so much. Listen, first of all, thank you, Ms. Chris, for this opportunity. And hello, everybody. That was the best introduction I think I've ever had before in my life. Ms. Chris, thank you for that.
Oh, awesome, awesome. I specialize in that. I am a motivational speaker and a life coach, so I love esteeming people and just lifting them up, especially when I believe in what they're doing. I just want you, David, if you would just tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, what you want us to know, and then I have some questions I want to ask you.
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for this honor. I guess, let's see, I'm born and raised. I was born in a small city called Texarkana, Texas. I was actually raised on the West Coast, Moreno Valley, California. Went to school in Boston, Massachusetts. Now I reside in Houston, Texas.
So you have been around a little bit, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you, were you raised in music? Because, and the reason why I ask that, because when you sing, and those who will come on Saturday, they will see that it seems like it's an easy flow for you. Were you born singing? I mean, when did you first realize that this was your purpose and this was what you were meant to do?
For me, that's a twofold question. Let's see. I definitely was born singing. My first solo was around the age 4. It was actually at my preschool graduation. That's actually where it was, I guess, discovered that I had the gift of singing and music. My preschool teacher at the time, and of course my mom told me this story, but my preschool teacher at the time sent a note home to my mother because she heard this voice of this kid singing on the swing. So she sent this note home, and that opened the door for my first solo, which was The Greatest Love of All, but Who Was Made Famous by Whitney Houston at the graduation.
Oh, wow.
So
that's amazing. You know, I love teachers because sometimes it's the teachers that will discover the gifts, that will discover that thing that the parents may not be able to see right away. The teachers are with you so much and every day, and they spend more time with you sometimes than your parents, and they see things. And how awesome of that teacher to just send that note home. Yay for the teacher that sent the note home. I think that
absolutely
is amazing that your mother did not sit on that, but she cultivated the gift and she allowed you to go forth in it. And so that's why it takes a whole village to raise a child. And so that's
absolutely
why it's so important that I do what I do with these young girls, because I see something, I tell a parent tells me something, and we collaborate together to see to it that that child is groomed and cultivated and nurtured into their purpose. So I believe that you don't become what you want, you become what you believe. And I think at a very early age, we have to give that to our kids at a very early age. I want to ask you, I'm just going to fast forward a little bit here. I was so excited to see that you went to Berklee College in California. Tell me a little bit about how you got there, because I want to ask you another question after you answer.
Okay, now the Berklee that I went to was in Boston, Massachusetts. I went to
Berklee
College of Music.
Oh, this was Boston. Okay, got you.
Yes. So I actually went to college a little late in life. I did some community college in the area that I lived in at the time, but I always had the dream, the desire to go to a prestigious school, and Berklee was my number one choice. So once I felt the release from God, I prayed about it, and I was like, Lord, do you really want me to do this, or can I really do this? And once I felt that okay, I went and auditioned and got scholarship, and that put me right in the door. So that was kind of my journey on it. It was just a belief and just praying on it and really believing God, because I wanted that formal training. I wanted that formal experience more than anything, and I just wanted to be cultivated in the atmosphere of such amazing and gifted people such as Berklee College of Music.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you said that, because you led right into the next question. For those young people who want to pursue a musical career and they just think they just want to run out there and just do it, I'm excited to hear you say that you wanted to cultivate yourself in that gift. And so what advice would you give to our young people today who say, I want to be a singer, I want to be some type of artist in music? What advice would you give them?
Basic principles. Number one, study to show thyself approved. And I think that's just the bottom line. If you want it, you have to. This is what I've learned, Ms. Chris, that God gives the gift. And he gives the gift without repentance, but it's up to us to cultivate. It's up to us to learn and unpackage everything that is involved in the gift of God that he has given us. So we have to go through different things like insecurities, fear, all this type of stuff that you have to face that will grow you in your gift to make you so much more effective. So my number one thing that I tell people all the time is to study. Study to show yourself approved. Look up to people. Get you some mentors. Get some people that you look up to, and get some people that can pour into your life, because a gift needs a gift. So you have to get somewhere, and so that iron can be sharpened on the inside of you, and you can grow and mature in your gifting.
Wow. Now, I think some older people can take that, too, and use it, because
yes,
I really do believe that everything that you said is so true, and that's what I also teach in motivation and inspirational teachings that I do. It's the same thing. But this is what I want to also have you to speak on today. When we get that, how do we stay humble? Because, you know, it's sometimes it can be very difficult when people around you and you, your name gets out there and you, you know, kind of, you know, people, they say they sometimes get the big head or you get beside yourself. Or how do you, what do you do to maintain that? Because I see that in you. I see that in you. So, I mean, that is so, it shines in you so much brighter that you're
right.
humble. Than I've ever seen in anyone else. So I, would you just talk to the people, how do you, once you succeed in what you want to do,
yes.
how do you maintain that and stay humble?
Wow, that's a very, very good question. First of all, I praise God for that. definitely all glory to God for that indeed. Let's see, I would answer that question. I believe humility starts in the process. In the process of becoming successful, I don't even want to say it starts. It's a major key to becoming successful and to becoming any type of whatever you deem to be success. Like humility is number one, and it was always foundation for me because I understand that just understanding, maybe that's the answer. I've never been asked this before, so that's weird. But I guess just thinking about it, I guess the answer is understanding that my gift and my life is not my own. Like
yeah.
I really, whatever song I sing, whatever platform the Lord allows me to stand on, I understand that it is by the Lord's doing. And the thing is, it's marvelous in my eyes. So having that as a backdrop and working that in the process, I appreciate the accolades. I appreciate everybody appreciate my gift, blessing people or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, having that ultimate goal and pleasing God, that's my ultimate.
Yes, that's it right there. You've said it. That's it. We can shut it down and go home now. You have said it, and you have preached that message, and that is true. That is what makes God happy. I totally agree. Now you've been on the stage with everybody. Name some of the people that you've been on stage with. You've sang background for. Some of everybody. So can you just give us some of those names? And the reason why I'm asking for that, because I want the young people to hear some of the things that you've done, but yet you still maintain your humbleness and you still maintain your faithfulness to your faith in God.
Absolutely. Let's see. I've recently recorded records with Israel Houghton, Brian Courtney Wilson, Kurt Franklin, shared the stage with numerous artists that I'm grateful to be able to, I was grateful to be able to do, such as Yolanda Adams, my all-time favorite, Stevie Wonder. I was able to do a show with Stevie. That thing changed my life, too.
I bet. What about Patti LaBelle? Have you ever shared the stage with her?
I've never shared the stage with Patti LaBelle. I've been in the same room and different places like that, but I've never been on an event that Patti was doing.
Okay, well, we don't claim that. That's coming. That's
right.
coming. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that is, you know, it's amazing to hear that journey that you've taken has taken you to some high places and taken you to some great men. And so that is what the word tells us. It says that, you know, it will bring your gift will make room and bring you before great men. And so I'm just excited to hear how your journey is just taking you into these wonderful places, yet you still remain faithful to what you have first believed. So I'm totally sold out to the Lord for what I do as well. And I'm excited when I hear someone else, even a younger person, that they're sold out. So that's all that matters to me is that you love God, you want to please Him, and I'm not ashamed to say, because so many times we say, well, is it a Christian event? Is it a gospel event? Can you tell us, because music to me is just, I love music. So tell us some of the stuff that you're going to be doing for us on this Saturday. Now, I haven't seen the list. Because my son won't let me see it. But he said, so, but can you just give us kind of, you don't have to tell us the songs, but what are you going to be doing?
Well, it's definitely an array of different artists. My number one goal for this event is to just have a good time.
I think it's a celebratory type of event. Kudos to everything that you're doing, first of all. So I'm just honored to be a part of that and to be able to lend my gift to such an amazing cause. So the songs that we chose are just really celebratory songs. You go hear some of the old school music. You may hear some of the new school music. You may hear a couple of tributes. You may hear some gospel music. We just go have a good time.
That's good. That's good. That's going to be amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I know you don't know a lot about Harvest Girls International, but what you've come to know, what made you say yes to do? I mean, you didn't have to say yes, but what made you say yes?
Number one, it came highly recommended. I will say that. But secondly, then once I started to research what Harvest Girls International was, I was of course it was easy to say yes because, as you said earlier, giving back to the kids, the children are the future. I really believe that, and I really believe that sometimes in this life and in today's society, we miss the element of people pouring into the younger generation, people pouring into and helping these people be as solid people, as solid as even we are or whatever we deem to be, or just giving them the encouragement, the finances, the support that they need to be able to be somebody and to be successful. I think it's important to give back so that I feel like in life we go through things, but we don't just go through things for ourselves. So the knowledge that we gain from the things that we go through, the finances, the finances or whatever that we gain going through all this stuff, I believe it's important to pour back and to give back. So when I saw that that's what you were doing with this event and with this organization, it was easy for me to say yes.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, I'm so excited. Do you have your white outfit? I know you probably do.
Yes.
Okay. So we're all going to be in white. I just want everybody to know it's an all-white affair, and the white just symbolizes that we're just all on one accord. We're unifying for the young people, for the girls that we're going to pour into, for the honorees that are coming, the unsung heroes from the community. The community's coming out. We're like at 200 people now. We still have a few more days to get some tickets sold. If you want to get a ticket, if you want to hear David Michael Wyatt, he was a contestant on BET Sunday Best. He's been a finalist at the Apollo Theater for Amateur Night at the Apollo. Has an amazing voice. You can Google him. If you want to hear him a little bit before the event, go ahead and Google him. You can go on our page. He's on there too. Facebook us. We're just excited to have him and to celebrate these young girls and the community and what we're doing for the white party. So don't forget to get your ticket, www.harvestgirls.com. Click on white party, buy your ticket. It's going to be a wonderful affair. Tickets are $45, and there's going to be an auction. There's going to be raffles, and these things that we have that's been donated are amazing. You won't believe it. But more than that, we want you to come support and just empower and encourage these young women. And remember, no matter what you've done, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what life has dealt you, there's still a celebration in you. And always remember, transformation begins with you.
Yes.
We'll see you real soon. Bye-bye now.